Now it's time for Sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello again. Jared Hayne has resumed his career on the San Francisco 49ers. How's he doing?
Yeah, look, he has. He's back on the playing list and, well, he hasn't gone too badly. You'd have to say he's not exactly Jared the Jet he was when he was the Hayne playing here in rugby league, but he's been grounded since October. And the fact he's been activated, that's the term they use when they elevate you from the training list to the playing list. He's been activated for this game in
like
Detroit against the
weapon.
Lions. So, well, I don't think he's that secret. I mean, he's almost got a cult following among San Francisco 49er fans, and they've been pushing for him to be re-included. You know, there's been some, you know, on tweet and so on, you know, some pretty awful things said about the coaching staff for not picking him. Now, I think it was interesting that he started both the first and second quarters as a running back, and he went solidly. That's the best way. I mean, look, it's interesting there'd be probably 25 blokes starring in this game, but so much of it in this part of the world is concentrated on what Jared Hayne is doing. He did produce a gain of 11 yards, and all up by halftime, 27 yards, which was more than his career so far. In the third quarter, the game's still underway at the moment, he managed to produce a block, his opponent hitting the ground. So I think the thing is, out of all this, most of all, he hasn't done anything wrong, which is something of an improvement on those early games when he dropped the ball and so on. So people are saying that he benefited from going onto the training list for 6 or 7 weeks. So you'd have to say the dream lives on, but for the 49ers, gee, they've still got problems. The Lions are leading at the moment 23-17, Sarah.
Mm. And in cricket, the Melbourne Stars were out last night in Sydney for the T20 game against the Sixers.
And plenty of stars too. As a cricket at the SCG, it was far more combative than at the MCG. Now, the Stars claimed their first win of the season in what we call on Radio National, Sarah, the big balderdash. That was by 5 wickets, half centuries to Peter Hanscom and Glenn Maxwell. At the MCG, well, what can you say? The West Indies again in strife. 3 ducks in their 6 for 91, chasing 3 declared for 551. Nathan Lyon, James Patterson and Peter Siddle, all with 2 wickets each. The game plan for any cricketer this summer was to make sure you do well enough against New Zealand or even in the Sheffield Shield to be in the Test Match 11 against the West Indies, because as Steve Waugh would say, this is the moment to really cash in. Adam Voges averaging 542 against the West Indies, who are no longer the side they were when the great Clive Hubert Lloyd brought them here in the 1980s.
And in yachting, any changes in the lead for line honours in the Sydney to Hobart?
No, Comanche, Sarah, despite the damage to her rudder, is now off Cape Sonorat on Shooton Island in Tassie, expected to hold on to first place, now ahead of Rambler 88, which is another American boat and another boat with rudder problems. A lovely little narrative, this, for the 2015 running of the Sydney to Hobart. Ragamuffin is the Australian boat in third spot. Now, the purists, of course, say, well, why are you concentrating on the line honours? It's the handicap honours we should be really focusing on. They're the real sailors, and at the moment, the race there seems to be between King Billy and Wild Rose.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Sarah.